This is Backseat Box Office, episode number 197, for the weekend of July 11th to July 13th. Hey, this is Jeff.
And this is Art.
And you, we are the Backseat Producers, and you are listening to Backseat Box Office. Apologies to our listeners. We ended up missing last week. Real life got in the way. But we are back, and we are going to cover how the end of Season 8 happened, and how, what am I trying to say here? Oh, yeah, and what happened the first weekend of Season 9. So, I'm going to throw it over to someone who knows how to speak. Art. Art, why don't you talk about how everyone did, not this last weekend, but the weekend before.
Okay, well, first, let's talk about how everything finished up, and we'll just do a quick summary. No big surprise, Transformers Age of Extinction, $100 million. I think you can go like the next 10 movies down and still not get $100 million. 22 Jump Street, $15 million. How to Train Your Dragon, $13 million. Think Like a Man 2, $10 million. And Maleficent, $8 million. So for picks, we had Cougaron getting Transformers right, swapping out How to Train Your Dragon and 22 Jump Street, getting Think Like a Man and Maleficent right. So for a total of 23 points. I had very similar. I had Transformers right and 22 Jump Street right. I switched Think Like a Man 2 and How to Train Your Dragon in opposite spots and got Maleficent right for another 23 points. Brittany had Transformers right and 22 Jump Street right, and then jumbled the last three all around. Think Like a Man costing her a point, How to Train Your Dragon costing her a point, and had Jersey Boys on her list costing her a point for 22 points. We had a voicemail from Nick.
Hi, this is Nick. Number one, I'm going with Transformers. Two, 22 Jump Street. Three, Think Like a Man, two. Four, How to Train Your Dragon, two. Five, Jersey Boys. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. He had Transformers in the number one spot, 22 Jump Street in the number two spot, getting both of those right, and he actually dittoed Brittany. I could have just led with that, but whatever. And that was another 22. And then you, Jeff, had Transformers right, Think Like a Man, two spots off, 21 Jump Street, a spot off, How to Train Your Dragon 2, a spot off, and Maleficent in the right spot for a total of 21 points. And now for last week's leaderboard. We had Cougaron finishing up on top with 22.5. Jeff, you came in just behind him with 22.4. Britt finished in third with a solid 21. I finished just barely in fourth with a 20.61. And Nick in fifth with a 20.6. Tad finished in sixth with 20.4. And that is it for our leaderboard.
So, congratulations to Cougaron. It was a very tight race, but you came out on top, so congratulations. And Brittany, thanks for playing. I think you were our only rookie this year. Is that correct?
That is correct, and okay. She did fairly well.
Yes, she did. And so thank you, everyone, for playing. And now let's talk about how the Arts House ended up. All right, so now let's talk about the last week of the Arts House for Season 8. I had Begin Again, which came in was 26,813. Art had Snowpiercer, that came in with 21,398. And Father Beast had Radio Free Albemuth, which came in at $555. So I get the point, which gives me the victory for the Season's 8 Arts House. I have 7 points, Art has 6 points, and Father Beast has 1 point. So yay me!
It was close.
It was close. Also reporting, I also put in Postman Pat the movie came in at $627.
Yes, I saw that. That was very cute.
Okay, good. For our postman from Chicago. Okay, now we can talk about the Amazon gift card contest. Cougron got one more entry into the hat, so now the total number of entries are going to be Cougron with 9, Nick with 5, Tad with 4, Brittany with 2. So that's it for Season 8. We are going to figure out when and where we're going to draw for the winner of the Amazon gift card. So stay tuned to see who will win the second Amazon gift card.
So I have the details. We are going to do it as a video drawing that is going to drop in Brittany's YouTube feed.
Cool.
So if you want the early results, you can go see them over there. They will drop, I would guess, before the weekend. So we will give the full results next weekend. But if you want to actually see the name get drawn out of the hat, that's where it's going to be. And we'll put a link in the show notes for that video and for her YouTube feed.
Cool. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm hoping we can draw some more support coming this way. Because I will also take this moment to say that the video that drops after that one, she's doing a giveaway for NatureBox. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's one of those monthly type reoccurring, we send you products and you try them out, and it's for all natural snacks. It's something she's been doing for a while, and she decided she's going to give one of those boxes away on her YouTube feed. So she will say what you have to do in that video to get entered into that contest.
I've actually heard of NatureBox. They used to be a sponsor of the Nerdist podcast.
And they're also a sponsor on How Did This Get Made?
Oh, very nice.
Yes. So
very nice.
It's good stuff. It's delicious.
Oh, wow.
But so, moving back on to our show.
Yes. So that pretty much concludes all of the numbers and business for Season 8. So now, let's transition to Season 9.
Let's.
Okay. So we will start with how the box office ended up July 4th weekend. At number one, Transformers Age of Extinction hung on to the number one spot with $37 million. At number two, Tammy came in at $21.6 million. At three, 22 Jump Street came in at $9.8 million. Number four, Deliver Us From Evil came in at $9.7 million. At number five, How to Train Your Dragon 2 came in at $8.9 million. And at number six, Earth to Echo did a lot worse than I thought it was going to do. Came in at $8.3
million. Yeah, that really bit me.
And so there are the top six movies from the box office last week. So, Art, why don't you tell us about how everybody did?
I will. Before I get to that, though, I was talking to Nick today, and he was saying, can you believe that Tammy finished at number one? And I'm like, no, it didn't. He's like, yeah, I heard it was number one. And I'm thinking that he heard one of those blurbs that said, you know, Tammy, the number one comedy in America, you know, but not the number one movie. And I just think it's funny the way they bandy those things about, you know, number one children's film, not number one at the box office. That's what we really want to know, you know. You're the only children's film that's been out for the last 4 weeks. Of course you're number one. I just thought that was funny. And then,
yeah, sometimes you'll hear a lot of morning shows report the top 10, even though it's not really official. They're not official until the afternoon.
Right, but but the movies aren't that close to where they misreported, you know.
Right.
I've seen them very few times, like maybe a handful of times the last 4 years I've been keeping an eye on this, mm-hmm. to where it's been that close where it's like, you know, you're talking about less than $500,000 split, and they reported in the morning, and when the finals come in the afternoon, they were wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it does not happen that often. But anyway, neither here nor there. So we had not very many participants this past week, obviously, because we didn't do a show. So, you know, people were lost without us. So we will talk about what we did have. And we will start with Nick having a voicemail.
Hi, this is Nick. Number one, Transformers. Two, Tammy. Three, 22 Jump Street. Four, Earth to Echo 5, deliver us from evil. Thank you.
Thanks for that voicemail, Nick. So he kept Transformers in the number one spot. Good for him, even though he heard that misreporting. He had Tammy in the second spot, also getting that one right. And he had 22 Jump Street in the right spot. He had Earth to Echo in the fourth spot, costing him 2 points, and Deliver Us from Evil in the fifth spot, costing him a point. Jeff, you also had a 22, so why don't you tell us what you picked?
Well, I had Transformers 2 and Tammy correct in the number 1 and number 2 spot. At number 3, I had Earth to Echo, which cost me 3 points, and that was the only movie that I missed in my top 5. At number 4, I had Deliver Us from Evil, and at number 5, I had How to Train Your Dragon 2. A big whopping 22.
Yeah. And then me at the bottom. I had Transformers 2 and Tammy in the right spots. I had Deliver Us from Evil 1 spot off. I had Earth to Echo 2 spots off. And I had 22 Jump Street 2 spots off for a 5-point loss, giving me 20 points.
So why don't you tell us about our big, complicated, convoluted leaderboard after 1 week?
Well, that's going to be you and Nick tied for first and me in the third spot.
All right. So now we can talk about a brand new Arts House competition here. So we had 3 players, the 2 hosts, and Father Beast. Art and Father Beast both had Life Itself, which came in at 5,714. And I had The Girl on the Train, which didn't report anything. So I got a 0 on the first week. So, Art gets a point, and Father Beast gets a point.
We're off to an early lead.
Now, usually, I might be a little upset about that. But, considering the documentary was about Roger Ebert, who pretty much paved the way for probably us even being here.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I can see that.
Because without backseat producers, there would not be a backseat box office.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much, Mr. Ebert. So, and then I am pleased to announce that we are continuing for a third season the $25 Amazon gift card giveaway. Same rules as last season. So, Nick, being the only non-host participant, gets a gimme one entry into the hat.
Well, it's not even really a gimme. He had the top number. He beat me. I mean, I'll give him that.
True. True. So the standings for the gift card contest? Nick has won. He has 100% of the entries so far.
If he can just get everybody to quit playing now, he would win. But he's the competitive sort, though. He doesn't want to win that way.
I was going to say, that's not a win-win for us.
No. But like I said, he's a competitive sort. He does not want to win that way. He wants a fight.
All right. Good to know about Nick. Okay, yeah. So... that pretty much ends last week. So now we can talk about what's coming out in the theaters this week. So, Art, why don't you tell us about the one movie that's coming out wide release this week.
Okay, the one new movie coming out in theaters this week. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. 98% fresh on the tomato meter. 46 reviews counted, 45 fresh, 1 rotten. 98% want to see it out of 110,000 people. Hang on, this is a big one. The growing nation of genetically evolved apes, led by Caesar, is threatened by a band of human survivors of the devastating virus unleashed a decade earlier. They reach a fragile peace, but it is short-lived, as both sides are brought to the brink of war that will determine who will emerge as Earth's dominant species. Rated PG-13, 2 hours and 10 minutes. Directed by Matt Reeves, written by Rick Jaffa, Amanda Silver, and Mark Bombeck.
I'm excited about this one. I might try to go see this.
I will not.
Did you see the first one? Or the one before this?
I saw both of those movies. Well, yes. Wait, no. Which?
I'm not counting the Mark Wahlberg
okay.
Planet of the Apes.
Well, I saw that one.
I'm talking about the James Franco movie.
I saw the James Franco movie. And which one is this? Oh, okay, so it was Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and then it was it Battle for Planet of the Apes?
Well, no, the one before this one was the Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay,
and
so
then
this is
Dawn is this continuity.
So this is basically the second movie in this kind of series. Okay, so yeah, I saw the first one finally. I did see that one, and I was pretty mad on it. I just didn't. Yeah, no. So I'm not interested.
Well, you know, I mean, I think they did a great job with the motion capture, and Circus did really good.
Yeah, no, no disagreement. I just doesn't interest me.
Okay. Now, did the original Planet of the Apes interest you?
I watched them as a kid because they were so different. I think they were kind of interesting. I have not watched them in many, many years, and I would not watch them again. But at the time, when you're a kid, it was very different and very, you know, that whole dark dystopian. And it was interesting that they had such a big franchise, you know. There were, what, 4, 5 movies in that series?
Yeah, at least.
Right. So yeah, it was interesting. But, yeah, the whole ape thing doesn't really do it for me.
Yeah. All right. So
I was going to say, he's no Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah, and I finally got that reference. Okay. And it's funny that I quoted a Marvel movie when you said Gorilla Grodd. Okay. So that is the only movie that is coming out in wide release. So now we can get to picks. And I think I'm going first.
Yes.
So, at number one, I'm going to go with Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Reluctantly, I'm going to put Transformers at number two.
Okay.
At number three, I'm going to go with Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure what other movies are going to be sticking around.
Yeah, it's tough.
I got to think 22 Jump Street sticks around.
So, you're putting that in four?
I'm putting 22 Jump Street at four.
Okay.
And Deliverers from Evil could bite me in the butt, but I'm gonna keep with How to Train Your Dragon 2 at number 5.
Ding 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 ding.
Okay, all right. Now for Arts House, I'm pretty sure I already know what Father Beast is gonna take, and so I'm gonna go contrarian, and I'm gonna go with a movie called Land Ho.
Okay.
About, I think it's a British geezer movie. About two really, really old guys go on a road trip. So I'm gonna give that a shot.
In Iceland, no less.
Oh, Iceland. Well, apparently you know more about the movie than I do, so that's...
I read the blurb, that is all.
Okay, all right. So yes, Land Ho.
Okay.
And I am done with my picks. Art, what do you have?
Okay, well, that ding, 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 ding you heard was the ditto. You called out all my picks in order.
All right.
So
I'm scared.
So Planet of the Apes, Transformers. Yeah, you're in bad shape there, buddy, because I am not the one to be dittoed.
Well,
I'm dittoing you, so that's better. That's better.
I would venture to say that we are both in icy ground, I guess. I don't know. But go ahead.
Okay. And I also have Brittany's picks here.
Oh, very good.
And she has the first four movies all in the same order. Planet of the Apes, Transformers, Tammy, 22 Jump Street. She, by all that is holy, is putting Earth to Echo in the fifth spot. I actually tried to talk her out of that. But she would not be swayed. And that is what she did. I think she feels bad for beating me last season. I don't know. Maybe it's subconscious. And for, actually, I left off my Arts House. I am going with Boyhood in the Arts House. I think that sounds fascinating.
What was Brittany's number four?
Brittany's number four is 22 Jump Street. She had the same four movies at the top.
Okay.
The only different one she had was Earth to Echo instead of How to Train Your Dragon.
All right.
So those are our picks.
Okay, so now we're done with the official business of Backseat Box Office, and now we can talk about movies that we watched or TV shows that we watched. Art, how have you spent the last 2 weeks?
I have stuff to share.
Okay, good.
Well, Under the Dome came back. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am thoroughly enjoying it. I cannot get enough. And so it's been back on, and I'm digging right back into it. But we had I have Dish, and we had a big storm, and I missed a chunk of the first episode, and I have not tracked it down online yet to rewatch it. It wasn't a big chunk, but it was enough of a chunk that I was like, screaming at the TV and damning the storm, because it recorded while we were actually out somewhere. I don't remember where. I think we were at the mall, and yeah, the Dish goes out whenever a big storm rolls in, and that is one reason why when my contract is up, I will not be renewing with Dish. And I saw Planes.
Hmm.
I really enjoyed it. Have you seen Planes?
I have not seen Planes, but kind of going, my theme recently is, you know, about seeing movies that have had bad reviews.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't know why that movie did not do better. I really enjoyed it.
Well, the one criticism that I've heard, and this comes from comedian Dave Anthony from Comedy Film Nerds, talking about I heard there is a flashback to the war in Planes.
No.
Aren't there characters that were like war planes?
Oh. Yes.
And there's a flashback, okay. And you see other planes going up in flames or being shot down?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
it's really short, but is a small flashback of one battle that is not very long. And yeah. Yeah, you know what? I completely forgot about it for a while because it was really short. I mean, it was...
Well, I mean...
Okay, but what's the criticism? You
don't need that in a kid's movie. What exposition are they doing, or what, you know, plot points are they getting out there, you know, and showing, you know, that there are some planes that, you know, that died, you know?
Right.
Is there any violence in any of the Cars movies? I mean, Cars 2, there were gun battles.
In Cars 2, there were a lot of gun battles and fighting and you know, the X-ray or infrared camera gun thing.
Right.
But you know what? It's just it's a little bit of a mature theme that I think was handled very well. Look it up. And that is a very mature theme. You watch them go through this, you know, ordeal at the beginning of the movie that, you know, kind of leaves him broken.
True. But the tone of Up and the tone of the Cars and Planes movie is a little different, I would think. I don't think that there's a lot of, I guess, adult theme overtones in the Cars and Planes movies. Or I'm just going to speak about Cars because I've seen Cars. So I'm just it's not my point. I'm just relaying what I heard, and, you know, remember that he's a comedian, and, you know, it's about finding fuel for bits, as opposed to being the most truthful review. So, but with that being said, when we went to go see How to Train Your Dragon 2, the trailer for the next Planes that comes out in a couple of weeks looks good. So
yeah,
we'll probably go see the next, you know, the Planes 2 Fire and Rescue in the theater.
Yeah, Aubrey is very excited to see the Fire and Rescue, and that's why we ended up picking up Planes.
Right.
Because every time she saw that commercial, she was all about it, and so we picked it up, and she enjoyed it. And the scene was a pivotal scene. I mean, you know, there is a, you know, one of the planes that on that airfield where the main character is from. He's an old World War II fighter jet, you know, an old, not a P-38, but I think it's a P-38, but I'm not sure. I don't remember. But he's an old World War II warplane. So he's an old man, you know, he doesn't fly anymore, and he was in World War II. And it's part of his story of why he doesn't fly anymore, and the stories that he tells and the relationship that he has with the main character. You know, and so he tells a story about something that happened, and it's kind of integral to the movie and his character. Okay. And it wasn't out of place, and it really wasn't that long.
Right.
It was 30 seconds, maybe a minute. So, yeah, and she didn't even bat an eye at it, and she enjoyed the movie. And like I said, yeah, we'll be going to see Fire and Rescue when it comes out. So that is all I have for share time, sir.
Okay.
How about yourself?
It seems like we've been so busy that I haven't watched a whole lot of movies. I did watch a movie last night. I finally got around to seeing Her.
What did you think?
I enjoyed it very much.
Okay.
But I felt like I was watching a Star Trek episode.
Okay.
I mean, just because they've dealt with, you know, artificial intelligence, you know, I don't want to say a lot, but they've had, you know, many stories, especially Next Generation, about, you know, falling in love with a holodeck program.
Right.
Or, you know, Measure of a Man. Does Data have legal right to choose his destiny or, you know, his lifestyle or whatever.
Right, right.
No, it was... Joaquin Phoenix is so good as a creep. And there were some leaps... You know, me being in IT, there were some leaps that were made as far as logically how things would work when you have an artificial intelligence inside your computer or inside your mobile device.
Right.
But they still told a good story. I don't know if it's an Oscar-winning original screenplay in my book. There was a very good... I enjoyed a lot of the actors and actresses in it. I already talked about Joaquin Phoenix. Scarlett Johansson plays the voice of Samantha, which is the name given to the AI in his phone.
Right.
Olivia Wilde is in this. She is very good in this. And this is a very sexy movie. Kristen Wiig is a voice in... There's a very early part in the movie where Joaquin Phoenix says random cyber sex.
Okay.
Well, I mean, kind of to establish, you know, his romantic level, where he's at the beginning of the movie, kind of thing. Amy Adams is in it. She's very good. But, you know, it's probably about, I don't know, 50 years in the future, so it's not too far. I almost feel that this is probably going to happen way before that.
Right.
But I really enjoyed it, and, you know, I would suggest that you watch it. I mean, it is 2 hours, but Joaquin Phoenix was really good in this, and it made me think that this could have been a double episode in Almost Human.
Okay.
Because it's the same type of, you know, new technology that society hasn't really caught up with.
Right, right.
Kind of like our discussion about for lack of a better term, sex androids.
Right.
And Almost Human.
Almost Human, yeah. Interesting. Brittany actually wanted to see it, and we just never got around to it. So, did you get this in the library? Did you Redbox it? Is it on somewhere?
I checked out 3 movies from the library. I took one back because I figured I wasn't going to have time to watch it. That's Men Who Stare at Goats.
Okay.
And I think I have one more, Bride and Prejudice, which was a Bollywood movie.
Oh, nice.
I thought the wife would like to watch that because I haven't seen a Bollywood movie yet. And it's by the same director who did Bend It Like Beckham.
Oh, okay.
And we're big fans of Bend It Like Beckham, so.
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie.
So I'm gonna try to watch that. I haven't sent back Primer because I want to watch the last half hour again so I can figure out how the heck time travel works in this movie.
Right. Is that not still available on Netflix?
It is.
Oh, okay.
It is. It's not. I got the. You know, I'm a curmudgeon in that I still get the DVDs from Netflix.
Gotcha.
So I don't think it's streaming.
Oh, I thought it was streaming at one point.
I don't know.
Positive that it was streaming at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it still is, but at one point it was. And the next time we go to the library, I'm going to have to look and see if they have Her, because I know I can get Brittany to sit down and at least start it.
Yeah. Her's an interesting movie. I'll be interested to hear what you thought. Because there's a couple more parts of the movie, even though I probably explained some of it, but that'll be interested to hear your thought. So, yes, I watched Her, and I, you know, it's funny you bring up under the dome because I had season one recorded. But every once in a while, the wife says, you have so much more on the DVR than we do. I get rid of some of this stuff. And I still have, like, all of Helix on there. And I still have 6 episodes of Almost Human. So I just figured that I'd probably catch it online somewhere.
But, right.
But I hear it's very good.
It is very interesting.
Yeah.
I think Britt has become a little less interested because she went digging around because she had to know what the actual genesis of the dome was.
Mm-hmm.
And when she found out, she was unhappy. And I was like, yeah, well, I told you that's what it was going to be. So why are you surprised? So yeah, we'll see if we continue to watch it as hardcore this season. But I still find it very good.
Okay. All right, so that ends share time, I think. So now we can get to news. Due to technical difficulties, we have to end the show right there. I wasn't able to get Art back, and Skype was not cooperative, so boo Skype. So we're going to end the show here. But since you're here, I want to encourage everyone to participate in the show. If you want to try to win an entry for the $25 Amazon gift card, send us what you think the top 5 movies are going to be at the box office. And how do you do that? Well, option number 1 is going to backseatproducers.com and putting a comment in the blog post for this show. Kugron is a big fan of that. Also, you could send us a voicemail. The voicemail number is 618-207-4794. Or there's a call me button that you can click on and it will call your phone if you're worried about long distance charges. Also, if you want to be part of the Arts House contest, just put it in the comments on the backseatproducers.com. Also, you can earn additional entries for the gift card if you just send us a mini review of a movie that you saw recently. So just send us a voicemail talking for as long as you want about a movie you just saw. And for each movie you review in a voicemail, you get an additional entry. So I think I've blathered on and on enough. So time to end the show. Everyone, thank you for listening and for the people that sent in pics, like Nick. Thank you. And everyone be careful out there, and we will catch you next time.